Hey, good morning, everybody. We're GFBS. We're Grand Forks' best source. Time now for your morning update for Tuesday, May 24th. Brought to you by Probitas Promotions. You know, if you're looking to boost your brand, looking to have your business stand out from the crowd, don't do any more looking. Get a hold of Probitas Promotions. They're going to come and consult with you at no cost. They're going to find the perfect swag for your business. Logoed apparel, hats, promotional products, trade show displays, and awards. They got it all. They are the region's top provider for free online stores. And now they offer free shipping. Any item, any sized order, you get free ground shipping to one location. They've got businesses in Grand Forks, Fargo, Bismarck, and Minot. And you can get the perfect apparel, team spirit wear, and more. And all with free shipping, too. Probitas Promotions, call 1-866-PRO-SWAG or shop probitaspromo.com. Boost your brand and stand out from the crowd with Probitas Promotions. While the Red River Valley in Minnesota, North Dakota, and Manitoba is facing some of its worst flooding in a decade, an extreme spring blizzard, multiple rainstorms, and melting winter ice swelled the Red River of the North and its tributaries, driving them out of their banks and across a broad, flat floodplain. Now, the deluge comes 1 year after the same region endured extreme drought. Now, according to the U.S. National Weather Service, the water level on the Red at Pembina is crested at 52.27 feet on May 8th. Flood stage there is 39. Feet. The Red has mostly been dropping here in Grand Forks after cresting just below major flood stage last week. The Red River remained in major flood stage at Oslo. River gauges measured 36.09 feet on May 11th, while flood stage is only 26 feet. According to a news report, water managers in northeast North Dakota remain concerned about the 65-year-old Bourbonnais Dam, which has been battered by weeks of high water. Well, Secretary of State Al Jager has rejected a proposal to place a constitutional amendment question on the November ballot. Jager, in a letter to the sponsoring committee, said he found several cases where those circulating the petitions committed fraud. His office rejected nearly 5,800 of the 31,000 signatures. Jager said some petitions were not circulated in their entirety. There were similar writing styles, unusual city abbreviations, and misspellings. The petitions also included residents of other states. Former National Guard Adjutant General Mike Haugen led the group behind the petition drive. If wanted to raise the constitutional amendment initiative requirement from a simple majority to 60%. All right, here we go with your Moe's Daily Dish today. It is juicy corned beef bagel sandwich with Swiss cheese, pickles, basted egg, and tarragon mustard mayo. And, of course, served with Moe's crispy fries, and it is all yours for just $12. Try the daily dish and more at Moe's Cafe right here in the Grand Cities Mall. Well, Brent Baldwin of St. Thomas facing multiple charges stemming from an incident on Thursday, May 12th, including a felony. Baldwin is the assistant coach for Grafton High School boys basketball team. The 51-year-old faces a felony charge of theft take $1,000 to $10,000, as well as a misdemeanor of drove or in actual physical control of motor vehicle. Court documents show that another misdemeanor charge of hindering law enforcement was dismissed. Baldwin's next court hearing is May 31st via Zoom. Well, Planned Parenthood said yesterday it will offer abortion services at its clinic in Moorhead if North Dakota's only abortion clinic does not quickly relocate from Fargo should the U.S. Supreme Court overturn Roe v. Wade. Planned Parenthood said it's expected Red River Women's Clinic, a private clinic not affiliated with it, to make the short-term move across the river by July 1st if necessary. And now time for your sports. Gio Urshela hit an infield single in the bottom of the ninth to give the Minnesota Twins a 5-4 win over the Detroit Tigers last night. Max Kepler also hit a grand slam home run, the third of his career and the third for the Twins this year. Twins, by the way, host the Tigers again tonight at 6:40. Boys High School Baseball yesterday, Sacred Heart over East Grand Forks, 10-0. Today's games, round one of the boys EDC tournament today, Wahpeton at Grand Forks Red River at 5. Grand Forks Central will play at West Fargo Cheyenne at 5:30. Girls subsection tournament softball today, East Grand Forks at Roseau. That game is 5 o'clock tonight. And the girls EDC tournament kicking off today, Grand Forks Central at West Fargo Cheyenne at 5. And Valley City will be in town to take on Grand Forks Red River at 5 o'clock. Well, there you go. That's a look at your sports. Time now for your weather. Here's Brad Werner with Region Weather Live.
Good morning. This is Brad Werner from Region Weather Live with your Grand Forks Best Source Forecast. And we're going to have a pretty nice day. As you can see, we're starting out the day nice and sunny throughout the region, and we're going to continue to have sunny skies throughout the day. There might be a few clouds that start to roll in after 5 o'clock, but otherwise we're looking at a pretty nice day. may have some gustier south-southwest winds, 15 to 25 miles per hour. But overall, we're looking at a pretty nice Tuesday. As we take a look at the upper levels, we're under the influence of this ridge that's kind of sitting right over our area this morning. Now, through time, we have this low pressure system that's going to be exiting the Rockies and into the central plains today. And you can see this blue in this map. That's the moisture that's surging northward out of the Gulf. And that's going to be bringing plenty of moisture into Minnesota tonight and into tomorrow. Now, we will remain dry today, as I said, but we do have that rain moving northward tonight in through Wednesday. Right now, it looks like most of it's going to be off to our east for Wednesday, but there's a slight chance that maybe a shower or two could just make its way far enough west into our area. But otherwise, we're just looking at mostly just a cloudy day for your Wednesday. And once that system moves off, Thursday's looking like another nice sunny day as well. We've got some storms maybe firing up far in the western parts of the Dakotas late Friday, so we might have some showers and storms roll through our area late Friday night into Saturday morning. And then again, kind of the same thing, some storms fire up further to the west Saturday evening and then roll through our area Saturday night into early Sunday morning. So we might have a wetter start to your day on Sunday. But your three-day forecast is shaping up like this. For today, mostly sunny, winds south-southwest, 15 to 25 miles per hour with a high of 69. For Wednesday, mostly cloudy with just that slight chance of rain early in the afternoon. Winds southeast, 10 to 20 miles per hour with a high of 63. And for Thursday, partly cloudy skies, winds south-southeast, 10 to 15 miles per hour with a high of 71 degrees. For more detail on the weather and for all your weather information needs, go ahead and check out my Facebook and YouTube page at Region Weather Live. For Grand Forks Best Source at Region Weather Live, I am meteorologist Brad Warner.
All right, thank you very much, Brad. And that is your morning update brought to you by the Southtown Poorhouse, where every day is a great day. Stop in for your favorite drinks and, of course, happy hour. Half-price apps and taps every day from 4 to 6 p.m. And you can't forget about Buck Burgers on Tuesdays and the awesome steak specials on Thursdays. That gets going at 6 o'clock. And you make sure to check out the Southtown Poorhouse events page to find out when your favorite band is playing live. Every day is a great day at Southtown Poorhouse, 2015 Library Circle, right next to the Grand Cities Mall. They're open Tuesday through Saturday from 4 p.m. to 2 a.m. Well, the Great Reset is back at 11 today with David and Dr. Dan with the Midwest Public Health Coalition. Who knows what we'll talk about today, but you know what? It's always good stuff with these guys. Hey, remember to like, share, tag, and follow us. Hit that notification bell on your smartphone and become a patron on Podbean to qualify for all kinds of giveaways. Grand Forks is a great place. Grand Forks' best source is giving it an identity again.